Hello everyone, this is Pastor Femi. I just want to thank you for coming on the conference call tonight. I want us to trust God and believe God to do great and mighty things as we go into God's Word and as we pray together tonight. I want you to believe God that no matter what you're going through, that God will touch you and that God will set you free. I'm believing God to break some chains tonight. I'm believing God to remove people from cages tonight. I'm believing God to heal the sick, and I'm believing God to deliver the oppressed. I'm believing God to cancel every attack that has come against your life in your dreams. I'm believing God to bring provision into your life. I'm believing God to release everything that, every blessing that has been held captive by any demonic powers. So I really want you to trust God. I don't want this to ever be a routine thing. I want it to be a time where we believe God every time to do great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father God, I commit this prayer session into your hand. I ask, Lord God, that you have your way in the name of Jesus. Every contrary spirit that is joined with us, I bind you right now. I take authority over you. I put you under our feet right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask, Lord God, that you cover us with your blood, surround us with your angels. I command that this air wave and cell phone wave and the atmosphere be covered in the fire of God. I pray for everyone that is connected to this conference call right now, that where they are, the fire of God will saturate where they are right now. The blood of Jesus will saturate where they are. I pray, Lord God, that every prayer we pray tonight will be covered in the blood of Jesus. It will be covered with the fire of the Holy Ghost. I pray, Lord God, that every word that we speak tonight, every word of prayer that is said tonight, will be like fiery missiles that would destroy every hindrance in its way. I pray, Lord God, that nothing will be able to hinder the flow of your power tonight. Holy Spirit, I ask that you have your way. Holy Spirit, I ask that you empower me to speak to your people. I pray, Lord God, that you give them a revelation, something they need to know, something they've been puzzled about, maybe some secret, Lord God, in their life that they've needed to know. I ask, Lord God, that something I say tonight will be used to bring some secrets to them in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that something I say tonight will be used to bring something they need to remember to them. And Lord God, not only will they remember it, but Father, they will receive deliverance tonight in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. I thank you. I pray, Lord God, that no sin, O God, of myself or anybody, O God, under the sound of my voice, will hinder tonight's prayer. I ask, Lord God, that you cover all of us with the blood of Jesus and with the fire of the Holy Ghost. I thank you for answering us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again for calling this conference call. Just a few announcements before we move forward. I love to always announce certain things because new people are joining us every time. So those who have not been able to hear us before, they'll be able to hear, you know, some of this announcement. I am the pastor of the Life Zone Church. I am also the founder of Deliverance Zone, which is a deliverance and spiritual warfare ministry that is helping to educate people on spiritual warfare and deliverance. Now, for those of you in the New York area, I have every Thursday evening, I have Turnaround Thursdays. That's in Jamaica, Queens. Turnaround Thursdays, every Thursday evening. That's when we believe God to bring a turnaround into our situations and into our lives. That's every Thursday evening. And I want to encourage you, if you're free Thursday evenings, to stop by. We're going to post the address and all that on the website, deliverancezone.com. If it's not already there, I'll make sure it's posted by tomorrow so that if you want to stop by, the information, the address, and all that will be there. I also have on Sunday evening, Solution Sundays. Solution Sundays, 7 o'clock in St. Albans, Queens, every Sunday evening. Again, I encourage you to stop by if you're free. Deliverancezone.com has audio and DVDs that is available for sale. I do a number of teachings on spiritual warfare and deliverance, and some of them are posted on there. So please feel free to check there and order those materials. They are good materials. Things that are addressed are usually are not being addressed in various pulpits, but we are addressing it, and it will be a blessing to you. The website also has articles. It also has, you know, things that could really enlighten you and educate you on spiritual warfare. So check it out. You can also post your prayer request on deliverancezone.com, and you can also post your praise report on deliverancezone.com. By the way, starting from tonight, I'm going to start giving you all the opportunity to share your testimonies on this conference call. So the way that will work is you let me know if you have a testimony. Reach out to me. Let me know if you have a testimony, and I will give you an opportunity to share your testimony on the conference call. We have a testimony that we're going to be listening to as a result of the prayer that we had on Monday for jobs. So we're going to listen to that at the end of this prayer. And any other person who have a testimony, if you have a testimony, get your testimony ready. I'm going to open the line at the end of the prayer tonight, and you can share your testimony. All I require of you is to be orderly, not to preach a sermon, not to share any prayer requests. Testimony time is testimony time, not the time to tell me you need prayer. Testimony is the time to tell me this is what God did when you prayed. Now, if you need prayer, there's a place to post your prayer request on deliverancezone.com, or you can just call me directly, and then I can pray with you. So I just want us to be conscious of that. Let's make testimony time testimony time. The other thing I need to announce is that the playback, I notice a lot of people have been calling the playback, as a matter of fact, some of you on this line right now, you live off of the playback, which is good. So as of now, we are making the playback available to you guys. And all you need to do, usually when you call the playback number, which is 712-432-0899, when you call that number, you put in the access code, it will, by default, play the last conference call. But you can also listen to the previous conference calls before then. Now, this is our fifth conference call. So for the past four calls, all you need to do, when they ask you for a reference code, if you want to listen to the first one, you just put one. If you want to listen to the second one, put two. The third one, three, the fourth one, four. And so that's how it continues. So anytime you want to go back to a particular conference call, just put in the number. And we will try and have this also posted on the website sometime. I'm not guaranteeing that will be done this week, maybe by next week sometime. We will have it posted on the website so you know what reference code goes along with each message. So that way, that can guide you. The other thing I want to announce is that if you're interested in hosting me, having me come and teach deliverance or spiritual warfare in your city, we are open to that. I was talking to someone. Please bear with me. I may cough a little here and there, you know, because of the weather, but it's all good. The devil is not going to get the victory. Jesus has given us the victory already. Amen. So I got a call from someone, or I was speaking with someone, rather, in Georgia, who is interested in having me come to Georgia. So any one of you in the Georgia area, please reach out to us. Let us know. What we'll do is all of you in the Georgia area can get together, and you can put it together, plan it, and then I will come to Georgia. So the same thing applies to wherever you are. If you're interested, you know, coming there and doing a deliverance session there and stuff like that, we will do it. Just, you know, need to put it together. So we are open to that, just so that you know, and you can definitely invite me, and I will be willing to come. As I mentioned before, you can also make donation on Live Zone, on Deliverance Zone. Live Zone TV, by the way, is a TV station, 24 TV station that I run. So if you've not gotten to check it out, you can check it out. So I just said Live Zone because I did a show earlier on Live Zone TV. But anyway, you can make donation on deliverancezone.com. I want to appreciate Somebody donated some money to us today, all the way from UK. If you're on the line, I really appreciate you. I got it, and I appreciate that. And so I want to say, please, you know, support us through your donation and support us through your prayer. I'm putting together right now some kind of campaign. I want to do a radio campaign. Basically, I want people in radio land to know about this conference call. So I've called a few radio stations, even TV stations. I'm calling, you know, different media outlets for them to give me some quotes and for us to see how we can advertise this prayer conference call on radio and on TV. And if you have connection to any radio station, whether it's online or on radio or TV station, please let us know. If you can get us to advertise there, you know, basically we'll give you, you know, like an audio or video ad that you can help us place wherever you know. The whole goal is to get the word out about what we are doing so that more people can call this conference line. Believe me, God has been using this to touch many lives, and I really appreciate God for that. Now, having said all of that, I want us to get into today's message. This message is actually not the first time I'll be sharing it, but I just felt led to share this tonight. I haven't shared it on the conference call, but I've shared it in various places before. As a matter of fact, this past weekend I was in a church, and this was one of the messages that I shared there. But I believe God to use this message tonight to break some yokes in our lives. And as we pray tonight, I believe God will touch your life and will break yokes from your life. The message of tonight is spiritual cages. Spiritual cages. Everything that we see in the natural really starts in the spiritual. Everything that you see in the physical world starts in the spiritual world. So just like in the physical world, they have cages, in the spiritual world, they also have cages. But before I get deep into this, what is a cage? What is a cage? Well, according to Mr. Webster, a cage is an enclosure. A cage is something used to confine something. It's something used to put something in captivity. Now, we know in the natural, in most cases, cages are used to confine birds, and they're used to confine animals. And we also know in the natural that the size of the cage that you build depends on the size of the animal that you're trying to trap. The size of the cage, for example, that you use to trap a bird is different from the one you will use to catch a lion. The one you will use to catch an elephant definitely will be different from the one that you will use to catch a squirrel. So we know that the size of that animal is what determines the size of the cage that you use or that you build. Now, the same way in the spiritual, the size of that person's potential, the size of their destiny, the size of their anointing determines the kind of warfare that they go through. Some of you under the sound of my voice, you're just so concerned about this intensive warfare that never seems to stop that you're going through. Well, if you don't know anything about the size of your destiny, if you don't know anything about the size of what God wants to do with you, well, let the amount of warfare you're going through give you a hint as to what God wants to do in your life. You see, usually, the more dangerous you are to the kingdom of darkness, the more they want to attack you. The more brighter your destiny is, the more attack you get in your life. So when you start seeing those attacks, instead of you being discouraged, you should start rejoicing. Let that make you make a resolution in your heart that come what may, I'm not giving up. Come what may, I'm standing up because I know the future is bright and I will fight. I will fight, the Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee from you. So I'll keep resisting. I'll keep fighting the good fight of faith until I see the manifestation of the destiny that God has for me, until I see the manifestation of those great plans that God has for my life. So, folks,
because you are going through intensive warfare only shows the great plan, the great destiny that God has for your life, and the devil wants to make sure he stops you. Let me tell you something. One thing the devil likes to do is to discourage you. He wants to discourage you so that you never get to the place that God wants you to get to. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season, there's always a due season, in due season you shall reap. But then he adds something. He says, if you faint not. The problem is that many people have fainted in the way before they can reap. I mean, come on. You've gone through all this intensive warfare. You've gone through it for 5 years. You are so close to the end of this warfare. You are so close. And like I shared with you in one of my messages, I said one of the reasons why the devil comes against you so much is when you are, the final yoke in your life is about to be broken. You are finally about to get this breakthrough. You are finally about to cross that finish line. And so the devil knows that you are about to get there. You are about to break through. And he wants to do everything, intensify the warfare to discourage you. And you know, some people have given up. When they're so close to reaching to where God wants them to reach you, that's when they give up. But I come against every spirit of discouragement in your life. I decree that you will not give up. I decree new strength comes upon you now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that new strength will come upon you now. Where you have been tired, you will receive new strength. I decree that every spirit of tiredness, every fatigue that has come into your life, I decree that that will move out of your life in the name of Jesus. I decree new strength upon your life right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, everyone under the sound of my voice that is depressed, that is tired, that is discouraged, I decree strength on the inner man. Strength in the inner man. I command it to come upon you now. In the name of Jesus, strength to pray, I release it upon your life. In the name of Jesus, strength to read the word, I release it upon your life. In the name of Jesus, I decree that strength to carry on, strength to go on in God. You receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Now, we are not praying yet, but God is just working already. Hallelujah. So, as I was saying, the devil wants to make sure you give up because he knows that you are close, but you will not give up because now you have new strength. God has renewed your strength. If you are under the sound of my voice and you've been saying, Lord, I need strength, Lord, I need strength, he has just given you strength. You'll notice now from this moment on that the power to pray is upon you now. You notice that from this moment on, the power to continue in God is on you now. We just prayed it, and it is so. It is done in Jesus' name. So let's come back to our message about cages, spiritual cages. Cages, like I said, in the natural, they're used to trap stuff. They are also, in the spiritual, used to trap many, many things. But I want us to read a scripture, and that is Jeremiah chapter 5. Jeremiah chapter 5, from verse 25 and 26. It says, your iniquities have torn away these things, and your sins are withholding good things from you. Then it says, for among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap, they catch men. For among my people are found wicked men. Man, well, that one deserves some commentary. For among my people, don't dare think that it is only in the Obia house that the wicked men are. He says, for among my people. That's why, because people are ignorant of this, they didn't know that even in church are wicked men. He says, among God's people. When the children of God gather, on the Sunday or whenever they gather in church, among them are wicked men. It is not everyone that comes to church that have an intention to serve God. Among my people are wicked men. That's why you must be led by the Holy Spirit, even in church. Some of the people that you have shared your prayer requests with in church have been the one that has been working against you, or that have taken what you said to them and used it to work against you. Remember I shared with you on household wickedness. Well, household wickedness is not just limited to families alone, but household wickedness also extends to the church. Among God's people in church, there are some wicked men that come there. I remember years ago, somebody I know came to a church that I was attending at that time. And this person connected with a lady. This was a man. He connected with a lady, a new believer. She doesn't know her left from her right. She was new in Christ. But this man, because he had a business, because he had some money, connected with this lady, took this lady out of church. This lady married this man. And for the next 2-3 years, it was hell for this lady. And of course, they got divorced again. So he messed her up. He messed up her life. And there are men like that that will come to church. For those of you women that wants to be married and they come to church, they may clap their hands, raise their hands, and all that stuff in church. You cannot go by what you see on the outside. You cannot go by the external things they do. You have to be led by God. Because if you go by the external, some of them have mastered. They have mastered pretending. They've mastered. They know what church wants. They know what church women want. And same thing goes for men too. They know what church men want. So they've mastered it. So they come at you, you know, the way you like it. And they deceive you. They pretend and they deceive you. You cannot go by what you see. You have to go by what God shows you. And that's why if you have been going by what you see, you have been deceived. You better go by what God is saying to you. You better not be moved by outward appearance alone. You better go and ask God that knows the inward of a man, that knows the inward of a woman, and let him reveal to you, okay, who is this? Is this one of those people that I need to meet, or is this one of those people I need to miss? Some people have met people they ought to miss, and some people have missed people they ought to meet because they're going by outward appearance. Anyway, that's a side thing. Hallelujah. That's an extra one for you. But let's get back to cages. So, talking about cages, it says, among my people are found wicked men. Now, it would have been nice if these wicked men came to church to repent, but unfortunately, this wicked man, they didn't come to church to repent. May I tell you this? You have to know who you have been called to. You have to know what your assignment is. There are women. They say, oh, I just want him saved. I want to get him saved by all means. Well, first of all, of course, we ought to reach out to everyone with the gospel, number one. Number two, but you also need to know who God has assigned you to in life. Because you can be wasting your time trying to get someone saved who, at the end of the day, is looking for how to get you to join them, how to get you to be married to them, not to be saved. They just want to marry you. So they will do whatever. I don't know why I'm talking about marriage, but somebody under the sound of my voice, you're about to make a mistake. You're about to make a mistake. Watch it. And maybe some people have been warning you too. And they have been saying, hey, this person is not good. This person is not good. Let me tell you this. I remember my pastor saying this. He says, when 2-3 people tell him something, and they say, be careful of this, be careful of this, he will at least stop and consider, reconsider, and say, God, what? God, speak to me. Some of you are so hard-headed. Even when 1,000 people tell you something, you just think you know it all. You better be careful, because if you do that, you might make a mistake that you regret. I don't know who that person is, but I believe God is speaking to you right now so that you don't make that mistake in marriage. Maybe somebody you're even already engaged to, or maybe that somebody you're trying to marry, but God is speaking to you. Anyway, let's go back. I don't know. God is kind of moving in a different direction tonight and just interrupting what I'm sharing to say what he has to say. But we want him to have the way. We want him to have his way. Glory to God. Anyway, among my people, I found wicked men. They lay wait. So they didn't come to repent, but they come to lay wait. It says, among my people, I found wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth a snare. They set a trap and they catch men. And all over the world, people are being caught by these people that come to church to set their trap. People are being caught by these people that come and set up a snare. And their trap doesn't always have to be in the form of words. It could be any other way. But folks, be careful. Don't be deceived. Somebody says, I'm pastor this, I'm bishop this, I'm reverend this. Really, should not move you until you have tested who they are in the spirit. Lord, who are they? I know they say they are bishops, so and so. But who are they? They could be bishop this and bishop that. Only God knows where they got their ordination from. These days, anybody ordain anybody. That's the kind of thing that's out there now. So you cannot just go by that. Oh, I'm prophet this, I'm prophetess that. Well, that doesn't mean anything, because among my people are psychics who are calling themselves prophets. They lay weights, they set a snare, they catch men. They tell you, bring money. And, you know, many people, many of God's people have been deceived by this false prophet who will come. And they tell you, I see you getting a Mercedes-Benz. Give me $1,000. And then gullible church folks give $1,000. They didn't prove, they didn't ask God, God, who is this? You see, let me tell you this. You must not be moved by just emotions. And you have to be very careful. Those of you under the sound of my voice that are looking for prophets all over town, you just want somebody to tell you, what do you see? What do you see? What do you see? Well, they will deceive you. You can't be so hungry for what do you see? What do you see? First of all, let God speak to you. Now, I'm not in any way negating the office of the prophet. Yes, God do use prophets and prophetesses. But you know what? You go for God. You go after God. And say, God, speak to me. God will speak to you. And if he chooses to use a prophet or prophetess to speak to you, he chooses them. But then even whatever you hear from any prophet or prophetess, you must make sure that it lines up with the word of God. So you can't just buy anything just because somebody who said it is a prophet. There are many prophet liars out there. Among my people, I found wicked men. They lay wait, they catch men. Now let's talk about this catching that they are doing. Basically, they are setting up cages, spiritual cages. And they are trapping people in spiritual cages. Let me say quickly that it's not only among God's people, you know. So this scripture says, among my people I found wicked men. But these wicked men are in other places as well. So it's not just among God's people. But anyway, so you have this spiritual cage that they are using to trap people. And may I say quickly that all kinds of areas of people's lives can be caged, can be trapped. And some of you under the sound of my voice, some of the areas of your life have been put in a cage. A person's marriage can be put in a cage. Ability to have children can be caged up. Ability to get a job can be caged up. And if your ability to get a job has been caged up, well, the last conference call we had, you can go back and play back that conference call, listen to that prayer, and that cage will break off your life, and you'll be able to get a job in the name of Jesus. Now, what I want to talk about before we pray tonight is life in the cage. What is life like in the cage? And I believe as I go through this, it's going to help you to look at your life and examine your life and see if there is a cage in your life. What is life like in the cage? How do I know that I've been trapped in a cage? Number one, for someone that's in a cage, they can move, but only within a radius. They can move, but only within a radius. Now, look at the animal in a cage. Look at the lion in a cage. If you go to Bronx Zoo or any other zoo where you are, look at those animals in a cage. You notice that they can move. It's not like they're not so trapped down to the point where they can't move at all. In most cases, in a cage, they can move, but within the confinement of the cage. Some of you look at your life. It's not that you never moved at all. But it's like there's a radius within which you can move. It's like there's an invisible line in your life that's been drawn around your life. You can only get but so far. You look at your finances. You can only save money up until a particular amount, and you can never seem to save more money than that. You can move, but within a radius. There's a confinement that has been set up for you. Some people, they will get educated, but they just can never get a job with that education. So in a way, they can move. They can move and go to school. They can move and get trained, but they will not go beyond that because their ability to get a job has been caged. So you look at your life. What is it that seems to be that ceiling that has been set for you? What's that line that has been drawn for you? Well, as we pray tonight, we are going to believe God to remove every invisible line that has been drawn for you. Now, there are various reasons why lines like that can be drawn for you. There are various reasons why you may be caged. There are various reasons. Some of them I've talked about before. For some of you, it may be a generational thing. It may be because in your family, all of them, their ability to get married have been caged. That's why you look at that family and you say, wait, nobody gets married. And if anybody dare gets married, they don't even stay married because the ability to get married has been caged. You look at some people, the ability to go past high school. In that family, even when somebody finally says, I'm going to college, by the time they did first semester, they quit. Because their ability to get good and quality education that will help them to advance in life has been caged. Now, that can be generational. It could be a generational thing. So look into your life and see if there is a generational issue there. Then in that area of your life, you have been caged, inherited curse that has caged you up, and we have to break that curse, break that cage, so that you can be free and you go beyond everybody else, beyond where they have been to or where they have gone in your family. Another reason why you can be caged like that, again, I said that those who are caged, they can move, but within a certain radius. Another reason could be your enemies, those that are jealous of you. And they say, oh, okay, fine. You are working there at that bank, no problem. Keep working there, but you never get a raise. And no matter what you do, they always bypass you for a raise. The devil is a liar. And no matter what you do, they always bypass you for a promotion or bypass you for that supervisor position or whatever it is. That is because of some enemies working against you. So that's how it works. People who are jealous of you, sometimes they could be household people, household enemies who are jealous of you. They don't like you. They don't want you to move forward. And so they say, okay, no problem. I'll cage you. You know, here you are. You are all excited about going to college, and they're looking at you like, wow. Is she really going to college? Wow, I'm really jealous about this. If she's really going to college, okay, no problem, go to school, but you'll not get that job. You'll not get that job. So they're not happy, so they cage the certificate. So many things can be caged. So I say again that one of the characteristics or one of the things that you see in the life in the cage is that they can move, but within a radius. That animal in that zoo can move, but within a radius. You look at a pastor, for example, and it's like the church can never grow past a particular number. Well, that's also a cage. You look at yourself, maybe you work for yourself, you own your own business, and it's like you can never get contracts beyond $500. You can never get contracts beyond $1,000. Okay, what about other people that are doing the same thing, and they are getting contract of $25,000, contract of $50,000. Maybe you are a pastor, or you are a speaker, or you are an evangelist, and you speak. And it's like, okay, other people can be getting speaking engagements. They'll pay them $5,000, $10,000. But for you, it's always $250 and $500, and it never goes beyond that. Well, that could be a cage in your life. I pray in the name of Jesus that every cage that we are suffering from on this line will break from our lives, and there will be no more limitation. You see, God's will is that we go from glory to glory, faith to faith. It's for us to continue to move forward. But when there is a cage there, it's like you live a roller coaster kind of life. You get to a point and you can never get past it. And you can be stuck in one place for so long where you see yourself stagnant. That is a sign, that's an indication that it's a cage in your life. It's like you hit that ceiling and you can't go further. You hit that line, you can't go further. And you have been stuck in this place for so long. I decree that every area of your life where there is stagnancy, God will remove the stagnancy, and from today you will start to move forward in the name of Jesus. Life in the cage. Another thing about life in the cage is that you see freedom, but you cannot experience it. You know, think about that animal again. The animal in the zoo, the animal in the cage. Usually the cages that they use to confine them, they can see through the cage. It's usually maybe some wire, some bars or something, but something that they can see through. And they're looking through the glass, and they're looking at all those people that's throwing rocks at them, throwing peanuts at them, throwing bananas at them, throwing something at them, watching them and stuff, and they're saying, wow, on the other side is freedom. But I'm trapped here, and I cannot experience this freedom. I pray for that person. Under the sound of my voice, you are trapped because you are physically handicapped. You are trapped because you are paralyzed. I pray that the anointing of the Holy Ghost that's revealing this right now will touch you on that bed, will touch you on that wheelchair, will touch you where you are trapped right now. I command the healing power of God to flow through you in the name of Jesus. I command you to be healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I command you to be healed. I decree, be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that they have used to trap you, I break it in the name of Jesus. Whatever they have used to trap you physically so that you cannot move, I command it to break off your life right now in the name of Jesus. You foul spirit, you foul demon that has tied them up, I command you loose your hold in the name of Jesus. I command that rope to break from your life right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you the praise for that. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, so you can see freedom. That animal in that cage can see freedom, but they can't experience it. Isn't that the life of many people? They see what they want. They know what they want, but they can never seem to get it. Their hands can never seem to hold it. You see somebody who's working at a bank, for example. They see money, but they cannot seem to hold money. They may even work in a place, maybe like a bank or wherever else, where they handle money. A lot of money runs through their hands. But when you look at their own account, there's no money there. It's always negative because their ability to have money has been caged. They see what they want, but they cannot have it. I pray that whatever you see and you want, and it's God's will for your life, from tonight on, you'll start to experience it in the name of Jesus. You know, I remember the story of a man that left Africa. He was hoping for a good life in America. And he said to himself, if I just get to America, things will be better for me. And so, it's difficult to get visas to come to America. But he finally got one. First of all, the ability to get visa was caged up. And so he finally escaped that one. But then those that have caged him, those that have said you'll never go to America, those that have said you'll never get a better life, they kept monitoring him. So when he actually got a visa and he traveled to America. He got to JFK. And he was at the place where, he had to pass through customs. And, if he can just pass through customs and pass through security, he will officially be in America. He will officially be able to walk into the streets of America. But something mysteriously happened, and they deported him back. He never crossed into America. And that's what life in a cage is like. Sometimes you see freedom, but you can't experience it. You know what you want, but you can't experience it. And how frustrating that can be, that you know what you want, you see what you want, but you cannot experience it. But from tonight on, that will no longer be your portion, because God will set you free from every cage. In the name of Jesus, I decree right now that for those that are under the sound of my voice, anyone that any area of their life has been caged up and the cage is under the sea, I send the fire of God under the sea to destroy every cage under the sea. I pray that the angels of God will storm the sea right now, and every cage will be broken and destroyed, and everything that belongs to you will come out of the cage in the name of Jesus. We will still get to prayer later, but God is just moving, and I'm letting him have his way. Now, the third thing about life in the cage is that it cannot properly respond to what others are doing to you. You see, when you are in a cage, you cannot properly respond to what others are doing to you. Now, think about that animal again in that cage. Somebody may be kind of threatening the animal. Somebody may be making faces at the animal. Somebody may be throwing rocks at the animal. Somebody can be doing whatever at the animal. And the animal is saying, think about the lion now in the cage. And the lion is saying, wow, can you imagine? If not because of this cage, look at how this person is throwing rocks at me. If not because of this cage, look at how they are treating me. If not because I'm handicapped, because of this cage that has been put in my life, look at how I cannot properly respond. I know what to do. I know how I can, as a lion, tear them up, but I can't because I'm caged. Think about your life. There are things you love to do. There are things you know how to do, but your ability to do them has been caged. And so it's like you are just there. You're powerless. You cannot properly respond. Think about an immigrant, for example, who comes to America and he has qualifications. But he doesn't have his papers. He may have come to America as a doctor, medical doctor, as a nurse, as you know, other professions. But then he comes here to America. He doesn't have his green card. He doesn't have his working papers. And so he takes whatever. Somebody says, okay, come on, wash dishes. Wash it for $5. Well, since he got to survive, so he starts washing dishes for $5 an hour. And then even on top of that, they may insult him. They may call him names. They may say, you're African monkey or Mexican, whatever. And he cannot respond. He cannot respond because if he dare talk, he knows he may lose his job. So he cannot properly respond. He's in a bind. He's in a cage. I pray for you that whatever has caged you up, God will set you free. Somebody may be caged. Even the ability to get a green card can be caged. There are people who have applied for green card, and they can't find their forms. They can't find this. They can't find that. All kinds of stuff happen because of demonic attacks against people. I pray that God will set you free from that in the name of Jesus. Life in the cage. I said for those who are in the cage, they can move, but only within a radius. I said that they see freedom, they cannot experience it. I said they cannot properly respond to what others are doing to them. And then another thing about life in the cage is that you depend on others for sustenance. You know, think again about that animal in that cage. The lion depends on the zookeeper to bring the food. The gorilla depends on the zookeeper to bring the food. That is life in the cage. Now, some of you under the sound of my voice, it's like you depend on others for sustenance. If they don't allow you to stay in their homes, you'll be homeless. If they don't give you some food to eat, you'll be hungry. If they don't give you some clothing to wear, you have no clothes to wear. If they don't help you with this and help with that, you'll be without because you depend on them. You don't have your own. You don't have an apartment of your own. You don't have a house of your own. You don't have food of your own. You don't have a car of your own. You don't have anything of your own. You have to depend on others for sustenance. And yet you are full of opportunities. I mean, rather, you're full of potentials. You're full of potential, but the opportunity to make use of this potential is not there. Something has caged you up. And so you have potential, you have education, you have all these things that you can use that can help you, but you cannot use them because you are in a cage. I pray that God will set you free as we pray tonight in the name of Jesus. Another thing about life in the cage is that many times those who are in cages, the cages move with them. What do I mean? You can leave New York and say, okay, let me go to Maryland. Okay, let me go to Alaska. Let me go to wherever you want to go to. And you're thinking that, okay, if I can just leave this New York is too rough. New York is too, the cost of living is too difficult, and all that stuff is too high. And so you leave New York, you go to Maryland, you go to Alabama, you go to North Carolina, you go to Florida, but the cage moves with you. And it really doesn't matter where you go. If there is a cage in your life, the same struggles that you went through in the previous place, they will follow you. That's why some people have left Africa and come to America, and it's like life is even worse for them in America. At least in Africa, they had a place to stay. Now in America, they have to be begging somebody to let them sleep on their floor. And things are just so tough. Yet they have education. And yet things are tough for them. It's because they are in a cage. And many times, cages move with people. It is not change of location you need if you are in a cage. If you're in a cage, what you need is for that cage to break from your life. That's why it seems like, okay, you went from one job to the next job. In the last job, they didn't treat you right. And then you went to the next job, they don't treat you right again. And you've been to 5 jobs now, and none of them treated you right. Well, there's a cage in your life. That cage you need to break from your life so that now things can change for you. There may be a spirit of rejection on your life that has caged you up. And that spirit of rejection must be broken so that now the next place you go, or even where you are now, they can treat you better. Another thing about life in the cage is that you can easily get used to life in the cage. You can develop a cage mentality. And, you know, some of you, you've been so much in the cage. You are so used to living in a project, you never see yourself owning your own house. That has never crossed your mind. Maybe it used to cross your mind when you were little. But now you've been so used to the cage for so long, that's a forgotten issue in your life. You have developed a cage mentality. I pray that God will set you free, even from that cage mentality. Some of you never thought of owning your own business because you just don't see, how am I going to start my own business? So you've developed a cage mentality. You never see yourself having your own because you are so used to depending on others for so long, and that's how you think you will live the rest of your life. Cage mentality. I pray God will set you free from that in the name of Jesus. The last thing about cage I want to mention is that it is possible to live and possible to die in a cage. You can live the rest of your life and die in a cage if you don't do something about this cage of yours. If that cage is not broken from your life, you will just continue to live inside the cage. But I'm trusting God. I'm believing God that as we pray now, the power of the Holy Ghost will flow into your life. And every cage that you have been trapped into, they will break off of your life in the name of Jesus. Like we have been doing. I'm going to give you some prayer points. And then, after that, I'm going to pray for you. At this point, I want you to pray violently. I want you to pray with faith. I want you to pray as see if you are really tired of this cage in your life. And I want you to trust God that He will break every cage in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you for what you're about to do now as we pray in Jesus' name. The first prayer point I want to give you is this. I want you to pray that every invisible line that has been drawn in your life, that has limited your life, where you have never seemed to grow past a particular point or particular area in your life, that God will erase those invisible lies right now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray that one right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that any invisible line in my life, oh God, that has been, oh God, set up in my life to hinder me, to limit me, Father God, to cage me, I decree right now in the name of Jesus, you invisible line, I command you be erased. I command you to be erased by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that you locate every invisible line in my life. Oh God, the invisible line that has been, oh God, erected in my life, oh God, by household wickedness. Every invisible line that has been erected in my life, oh God, by generational curse. Oh Lord God, every invisible line that I have even inherited, I command you be erased, be erased, be erased. Be erased right now, be erased. Invisible line, be erased. Invisible line of limitation, I command you be erased from my life. I command you to be erased from my life. I command you in the name of Jesus, be erased right now. Every invisible line, I erase you in the name of Jesus. Everything that have limited me, everything, oh God, that has held me captive, I command it to be erased in the name of Jesus. Whatever line, oh God, whatever invisible line, oh God, has been used, oh God, to limit my life, that has been used, oh God, to put me in captivity, I command it to be erased by fire. I command it to be erased by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Every invisible line, be removed from my life right now. I say, pack your load, leave, get out of my life in the name of Jesus. I erase you by fire. I say, I erase you. I erase you right now. Every invisible line of limitation, be erased from my life right now. In the name of Jesus, I command it to be erased by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Father, I give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray right now that any cage that is working against your life, wherever those cages are located, that the angels of God will storm those places, destroy those cages, and set every area of your life free from a cage right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Father, I decree right now that anything, oh God, any cage, oh Lord God, wherever they are, oh Lord God, working against my life, oh God, the one in the cemetery, oh Lord God, every cage, oh God, under the sand, oh, under the water, oh Lord God, any cage, oh Lord God, under the sand, oh God, every cage, oh Lord God, under the ground, oh Lord God, every cage, oh Lord God, in the sky, every cage, oh Lord God, oh God, in the demonic altars, every cage, oh Lord God, inside a pot, oh Lord God, whatever the cages are that are working against my life, I command you to break, 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 I command you to break. 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 Break by fire. Break by fire. I say break by fire. I say break by fire. I say break by fire. In the name of Jesus, every cage working against my life, break right now. Every cage that has caged up my finances, I command you break. In the name of Jesus, every cage, every cage, every cage. Oh God, that has caged up my health, I command you to break right now. In the name of Jesus, every cage working against my body, every cage working against my ministry, every cage, oh Lord God, working against my business, every cage, oh Lord God, working against my marriage, every cage, oh Lord God, working against my destiny, every cage, oh God, working against my anointing, I command you, cage, break. Break in the name of Jesus, every cage, I command you, break in the name of Jesus, every cage, break in the name of Jesus, every cage, wherever you are located, no matter how long you've been erected against my life, no matter how long you have trapped any area of my life, I command you to break by fire. I command you to break by fire. I command you to break by fire. I say, you cage, break. I say, you cage, break. Also, we can escape. I command you to break by fire. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft cage, oh God, working against my life, I command them to break. I command them to break. I command them to break. Witchcraft cage, break. I say, break in the name of Jesus. Every psychic cage, I command you to break by fire. I command you to break by fire. I command you to break by fire. I command you to break. In the name of Jesus. Every cage, I command you break. I command you to break. I decree no more cage, no more cage, no more cage. Oh God, will be able to stand. Oh God, in my life, against my life. In the name of Jesus. Every cage, I command you to break. Every cage, I command you to break. In the name of Jesus. Every cage, oh God, put together by voodoo. Against my ministry, against my life, against my destiny, I command you break. I command you to break. I command you to break. I command you to break. I say break right now. I say break right now. I command you to break. In the name of Jesus, cage, I tear you into pieces. Cage, I command you to break. I say break by fire. I say break by fire. I decree every nail that has been used to put the cage together, I command you to be yanked out. I command you to be pulled out. In the name of Jesus, every cage of brass, break. I command you to melt by fire. In the name of Jesus, every cage of wood, I command you to break right now. In the name of Jesus, every demonic manipulation, oh God of cages, I destroy them by fire. I destroy them by fire. Every inherited cage in my life, I command you break. Break in the name of Jesus. Every cage, oh God has been used, oh God, to tie up my parents, oh God, to cage up my parents, oh Lord God, my grandparents, oh Lord God, I also want to cage up my life. I command you cage. Break in the name of Jesus. Lose your hold upon my life. I command you to break by fire. Radebo shotoko liba laba reke seke libranda labash kodo riba satondo logo shatalaba cage break. I say break right now. Break for my life. I command to break in the name of Jesus. I decree no cage will remain standing in my life. I command every cage that has caged up any area of my life, I command you to break. I command you to break. I say break right now. I command you to break right now. I command you to break right now. I command you to break right now. I say break in the name of Jesus. Every part of you, I command you to break. I command a fire of God to destroy you. I melt every cage. Oh God, walking against any area of my life. I command you, melt my fire in the name of Jesus. Every cage, oh God, upon my life. I command you to break in the name of Jesus. You foul cage, break in the name of Jesus. I decree every cage under the sea. Rabo Shotokoborobosa. Every cage, oh Lord God, being controlled by spirit under the sea. Every cage, oh Lord God, being controlled by Yemoja spirit. Oh God, every cage that's been controlled by spirit of the sea, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I ask that the angels of God, oh God, will go under the sea, and every cage, oh Lord God, oh God, has been used against my life, oh God, we've been yanked out, oh God, Father, from under the sea, oh God, and torn into pieces, broken into pieces, destroyed by fire, I say destroyed by fire. I say, you cage, I pull you out. You cage, I pull you out. I say, you cage, come out of the sea. In the name of Jesus, I break you to pieces. I decree heavenly hammer, heavenly bulldozer. Oh God, locate them under the sea. I command you, break. Break in the name of Jesus. Oh God, every cage, oh God, by household. Oh God, every cage, oh God, put together. Oh God, some pastors, false pastors, fake pastors. Every cage, break in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor, so that you will not be effective, so that your potential will not rise, so that your glory will not shine. Those things will break right now. Command them to break. Break them by fire. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I command every rope, oh God, has been used to tie me up. I command you, break. Break in the name of Jesus, every shackle. I command you, break in the name of Jesus, every shackle, every chain. I command you, break. Oh Lord God, every chain in the spirit realm, I command you to break. I command you to break. I command you to break. to break. I say break by fire. I command you, break in the name of Jesus. Every chain, break in the name of Jesus. Every chain, oh God, every rope, every cord, every demonic cord, every demonic cord, every demonic cord, every demonic cord, I command you to break. 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 Oh Lord God, any chain that's been used to tie up my finances, I command you, break in the name of Jesus. Every chain that has been used to tie up my ministry, I command you to break. Every chain that has been used, oh God, to tie up my business, I say break. Every chain used to tie up my marriage, I command you to break. In the name of Jesus, every chain in my life, break by fire. I command you to break. I say break right now. I command you to break in the name of Jesus. You chain breaker, you hindrance, I command you break in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. For some of you, those chains or those cages are in the form of hindrances and obstacles. I want you to pray that any obstacle standing in your way, any hindrance standing in your way, any blockage standing in your way. Now, the Bible talks about God being the breaker. The breaker. He is the breaker. And I want you to pray that the breaker, the mighty breaker, he will stand in front of you. And as you move forward, he will break everything. Everything in your front. Everything in front of you. In the name of Jesus. Pray that one right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I decree you are the breaker. You are the breaker. You are the breaker. Oh Lord God, go in front of me right now. Oh God, go in front of me right now. Oh Lord God, go in front of me right now. Father God, look, look, look in front of you, God. Every hindrance in my way, I command you to break, 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 break. Break in the name of Jesus. Every hindrance, I command you, break. Every hindrance in my finances, break. Every hindrance in my ministry, every hindrance in my spiritual life, every hindrance in my anointing, I command you, break my fire in the name of Jesus. Every hindrance in my life, I command you, break. I decree, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, every obstacle in my life, I command obstacles, break, 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 move out of the way. You obstacle and demons, demons that are standing in my way to hinder me, to block me. Radosi kalabashkata, reke bukozuta labashata, randa balabasuto kodi labashata, onde keli brondo zuta labadika liya, radoso prondo liya, reke te bosoto kodi labashata. You foul demon, I command you, move out of the way. Demon from my father's house, demon from my mother's house, standing in my way, I command you, move, 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 move. I say move in the name of Jesus. Move out of the way. I say move out of the way. I say move out of the way. I'm moving forward. I'm going forward. I'm making progress. I say move out of my way in the name of Jesus. Every wall has been put in my way. You foul wall, I command you, break, 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 break down in the name of Jesus. I command you, break in the name of Jesus. Every gate that's standing before me, oh ye gate, be thou lifted up. I say, be thou lifted up. I say, be thou lifted up. You gate, move out of the way. You hindrance, move out of the way. You blockage, move out of the way. I decree, I'm moving forward. No longer to be gate. In the name of Jesus. Father, I give you the praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray that anything that's been used to represent you in the demonic kingdom, any effigy, anything they're using to represent you, including points of contact they are using against your life, I want you to set it on fire. I want you to pray that the fire of God will burn those things right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever they have in their possession, the fire of God will burn it in the name of Jesus. Pray that one right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that every point of contact, oh God, that they are using against me, anything that belongs to me, my picture that they are using, oh Lord God, the one they got off Facebook, the one they got from the flyer, oh God, that they are using against my life, I command fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. I send the fire of God. I send the fire of God to those pictures right now. I send the fire of God wherever they have kept those pictures. Oh God, the one they have under the padlock. Oh God, the one inside the padlock. The one, oh God, they have under the sea. Oh God, the one they have in their pots. Oh God, the one they have in their altars. I command you to catch fire. 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 Holy Ghost fire, burn them. Holy Ghost fire, burn. Holy Ghost fire, burn. Holy Ghost fire, burn. Holy Ghost fire, burn. In the name of Jesus, I command the fire of the God to burn right now in the name of Jesus. I decree any picture, oh Lord God, any clothing and anything, oh God, of me, oh God, that they have, oh God, as point of contact that they are using against my life. Holy Ghost fire, burn it right now. I say burn it right now. I say burn it right now. I command it to burn. 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 I command it to burn in the name of Jesus. Every point of contact, I command you, burn in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree, O God, that every effigy, whatever they're using me to represent me, the voodoo dolls, I command you to melt by fire. In the name of Jesus, every effigy roast by fire. I say, be destroyed 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 by fire. In the name of Jesus, I command you, break and be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, set me free, set me free, set me free. I give you the praise. Hallelujah, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray right now that those who are ganging up, those who are plotting and planning against your life, those that are gathering together, planning and plotting for you, I want you to send the fire of God into their meetings, to scatter their meetings, to destroy their plans, and every plan that they are planning against you, it will backfire on them in the name of Jesus, and their plans will be exposed in the name of Jesus. Pray that one right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I decree those who are planning and they are plotting, oh God, for my downfall. They're planning and plotting, oh God, against my life. I decree in the name of Jesus that their planning, oh God, will come to nothing. Their gatherings, oh God, will come to nothing because they will fall. Oh God, they will fail in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I decree that, oh God, their plans and their plots, oh God, will be exposed. I decree it will be exposed. I decree it will be exposed in the name of Jesus. Whatever they're planning and plotting against my life, oh God, will backfire on them in the name of Jesus. I cancel their plans. I cancel their purpose. I cancel whatever they're doing against my life. In the name of Jesus, I decree, O Lord God, that you disappoint their enterprise. You disappoint their devices. You disappoint their plans. In the name of Jesus, I decree, O Lord God, I'm moving forward. I give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray that any witch that is flying, any animal that is moving, and anything that's been planted in the ground to work against you, the fire of God will uproot all of them, will destroy all of them in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray right now that every witch that is flying, oh God, for my sake, oh God, to hinder me, to stop me, I command their wings, I command the ability to fly, oh God, to be clipped, to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Oh God, whatever they are doing, oh God, what they are putting together in the pot, oh God, the rituals, oh God, the incantations, oh God, against my life, oh God, I command it to be powerless. I command it to become powerless. I command it to become powerless in the name of Jesus. I decree, oh Lord God, that every plant, oh God, every animal, oh God, that's moving around for my sake to bring hindrance to my life, I command you, animal, roast by fire. I command you, roast by fire. I say roast right now. I say roast right now. I say roast by fire. Melt by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I decree, oh Lord God, that anything, oh God, that's been planted in the ground, any tree that's growing, oh God, against my life, anything they've buried in the ground, walking against my life, oh God, I'll put it. I decree, oh God, the wind of the Holy Ghost, oh God, will locate it, oh God, I snatch it out, oh God, of the ways buried, in the name of Jesus, and the fire of God will destroy it. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I give you praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I want you to pray that anything that belongs to you that has been caged up, that God will take it out of the cage right now and restore it back to your life. Any blessing that belongs to you, it will be restored back to your life right now. Pray that one right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray, hey Lord, that anything that belongs to me, oh God, every blessing that belongs to me, financial blessing, matrimonial blessing, ministerial blessing, business blessing, oh Lord God, spiritual blessings, every blessing that belongs to me, oh God, has been caged up, I command it to come out of the cage. I say come out of the cage right now. I decree by the power of God, oh God, it comes out. Oh God, I command the cage, break, you cage, I command you to break, and I command everything that belongs to me to come out of the cage right now. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, loose everything that belongs to me right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This next prayer point, it will make sense if I explain it to you. I heard that sometimes when it is raining and the weather people, they can see that it is raining, and it is raining from the atmosphere. In the sky, it's raining. Sometimes, before it gets to the ground, the rain evaporates. The rain evaporates where it doesn't actually get to the ground. It's raining all the way somewhere in the sky there, but it doesn't touch the ground. That is what some blessings are for some of you. It's been released from heaven, but on its way to you, it's been hijacked. It has evaporated somehow, and it never gets to you. Yet, it has been released. I want you to pray. Every hijacked blessing in the atmosphere, whatever prince of Persia, and whatever other demonic spirit that is holding on to what belongs to you, what ought to manifest in your life, and they have been held on to, the fire of God, the angels of God will go against every hijacking spirit and destroy their powers, and those blessings will be released into your life right now. Pray that one right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree every prince of Persia and every other prince after the order of prince of Persia and every other demon after the order of prince of Persia, oh God, that is hijacked, any blessing, any promotion, any breakthrough, anything, oh God, answer to prayer, oh God, that has been released from heaven, oh God, I decree every hijacking spirit, I bind you. I say 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 I bind you. I render you powerless. I command your hands to become paralyzed. And I say in the name of Jesus, release what belongs to me. I pray, Lord God, release your angels. Let your angels go, oh God, and fight against every, oh God, hijacking spirit. Every spirit, Lord, that have hijacked my blessing, let your angels go and fight against them right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree, Lord God, that what belongs to me, oh God, will be released, oh God, into my life right now. I decree every blessing, oh God, that I've been caged up. Oh Lord God, in satanic banks, I command them to be released. Every blessing, oh God, caged up in the atmosphere, I command them to be released. In the name of Jesus, every blessing, I command you to be released, be released, be released, be released, be released, be released, be released. I command them to flow into my life in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise. Wherever you are, I want you to just start to give God praise right now. Father, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Thank you, God, for destroying the cages in my life. Thank you, God, for releasing me from every cage. I give you the praise for it. Hallelujah! I give you all the honor. I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise. Hallelujah, Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. We give you praise. I want you to trust God. And as I pray for you now, that every cage and everything that has caged you up will break from your life in the name of Jesus. And you'll be set free completely by the power of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray, oh Lord God, for them right now. Oh God, that every cage, oh God, that is working against their life, I command it to break. I command it to break. I command every cage, oh God, to break in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is ministering to me and letting me know that many people's cages are broken already in the name of Jesus. When I'm thinking I need to pray and break some cages, I'm being notified that many cages are broken from those prayers we just prayed. Hallelujah, we give you the praise for it. Hallelujah, we give you the honor. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that every demonic powerhouse, every demonic altar, every demonic coven, oh God, that is working, where anything, any cage is, that is working against anyone, under the sound of my voice, I send the fire of God to the demonic powerhouse, to the demonic coven, and to the demonic altars. Hey, fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, I say Holy Ghost fire, burn in those cages, burn those cages, destroy those cages, destroy those powerhouses, destroy, oh God, altars. I command the cages. I command them to be destroyed. I command the covens. I command them to be destroyed. I'm, oh God, praying, oh God, for a pandemonium. Oh God, in the cages. Oh Lord God, in the covens. Oh Lord God, in the altars. Oh Lord God, in the powerhouses. I command fire. Burn right now in the name of Jesus. Every cage. Father God, for those, oh God, in this conference call, oh God, right now at this moment, oh God, they are under the covering of God. Oh God, I pray for them. Oh God, any cage walking against their life, I command it to break. I command it to break. I command it to break. I declare, Lord God, anyone, Lord God, under any altar, whose names are in the altar, whose names are on the altar, whose pictures are on the altar, oh Lord God, whose Lord God belonging and point of contact, oh Lord God, in any altar, every demonic altar, every witchcraft altar, every satanic altar, every Ogobia altar, every voodoo altar, every psychic altar, I storm it by the fire. Oh God, Holy Ghost fire burn. Holy Ghost fire burn. Holy Ghost fire burn. Holy Ghost fire burn. I command fire. I decree that the fire of God will go to Haiti right now. I decree the fire of God will go to Jamaica right now. I decree the fire of God will go to Trinidad. I command the fire of God to go to Germany. I command the fire of God will go to UK. I command the fire of God to go to Nigeria. I command the fire of God to go to Guyana. Hey, Holy Ghost fire, go to the south of US. Go to every part of US in the name of Jesus. I command every snail that is moving around against your life, so that life will be slow and things will be slow in your life. I pray for that person dreaming of snails. I command in the name of Jesus that sluggishness they are bringing into your life, that spirit of stagnancy that they are bringing into your life, I command you to break in the name of Jesus. You spirit of stagnancy, I command you break right now. I say, you spirit of sluggishness, I command you break in the name of Jesus. I command every rat, every mouse that is moving for your sake to bring hindrances into your life. You mouse, I arrest you. You mouse, I arrest you. You animal, I arrest you. Everyone that's been chased, oh God, by animals, I command that animal to be arrested by the fire of God. Animal, I arrest you right now. I say, animal, I arrest you right now. I say, you animal, I command you to die. I command you to die. I say, you animal, I command you to die in the name of Jesus. Every python walking against anyone under the sound of my voice, I command you to die. You python, die. I say, you python, die. I say, you python, die. In the name of Jesus, every serpent, I command you, die. I command you to die. I command you to die. I pray for those, Lord, under the sound of my voice, and things are moving around in their body. You foul script. You foul creature moving around in the body, I arrest you. I say, I arrest you, and I torment you by fire. I torment you by fire. I command the blood of Jesus, to flow through you right now, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I command the blood of Jesus, to flush out every stranger in your life. You foul stranger, the Bible says, stranger shall submit to me. I command you, stranger, I command you to move out of their life. I say, break, 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 break your hold upon their life. I command you, move out, move out, move out. I say, move out right now. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. I torment you by fire, Holy Ghost fire. Everyone under the sound of my voice, I command fire, Holy Ghost fire, burn through them, burn through every organ of their body, burn through every clothing they are wearing right now. I command fire, I command the fire of God to burn. You foul stranger, move out of their life. I say, move out of their body. I say, move out of their life. I say, move out of their body. You foul creature moving around in their body, I arrest you by fire. I torment you by fire. I render you powerless. I cast you out. I say, come 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 out. Loose your hold and come out. I say, loose your hold and come out. I say, loose your hold and come out. I say, loose your hold and come out. In the name of Jesus. I say, loose your hold and come out right now. Come out in the name of Jesus. Loose your hold right now. I say, loose your hold, loose your hold, loose your hold. Loose your hold and come out. Rebo shata la bakaria. Rebo soto kandelebo shata. Rebo soto korobo shata la bakuria. Randelebo soto korobo shata. In the name of Jesus, I say every spirit that is not of God, that has established cages all over the world, oh God, in countries I've mentioned and in countries I've not mentioned, I decree every cage walking against those under the sound of my voice, I command those cages, break. I say break. You cage that has caged up their money, caged up their finances, caged up their ability to get a job, caged up their ability to get money, I command you to break. I say break right now. You foul cage, break. Every cage, Mando Zupadikere here. Every cage has been used over to cage up their life. Every spirit of death, I take authority over you right now. You foul spirit of death, loose your hold from those under the sound of my voice. Everyone that the spirit of death is working against, death, oh God, in their physical life, oh God, and death in any area of their life, I command you, loose your hold right now. I command you, loose your hold in the name of Jesus. I command you, spirit of death, move out of their life right now. I say, move out, move out, move out, move out, move out, move out in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I decree freedom, freedom, freedom for your people. Every line of limitation that has been drawn around our lives, I command it to be removed. I command it to be removed. I command it to be removed. You line of limitation, I command you to be erased. I say be erased right now. I decree that you will not be hindered anymore. Every hindrance in your life, I remove it from your life. Every blockage in your life, I command you to move out of your life. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I decree every glass cage. Oh Lord God, every cage, oh God, made with bars of iron. Every cage, oh Lord God, made with any material. I command the fire of God to destroy the cages right now. Every kind of cage break. Every kind of cage break. Every kind of cage break. Every kind of cage, whatever you are, you cage in the life of the people. I destroy you by fire. I destroy you by fire. I destroy you by fire in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every cage break. I say every cage break. Cages under the sea break. Cages in the cemetery. I command you to break. Every cage, oh God, in the altar, little cages, little cages. They look like a little toy, but they are indeed cages. Oh God, used to trap some people under the sound of my voice. You foul little cage, I send fire to you. I burn you in the name of Jesus. Everyone, oh God, that has a cage in their house, using it to trap anyone under the sound of my voice. Oh Lord God, and people come into the house, they just think it's a toy, but they don't know that it's a cage trapping somebody's life, trapping somebody's destiny, trapping somebody's job, trapping somebody's any area of their life. Oh God, Father, I pray for those under the sound of my voice, that a cage, oh God, that looks like a toy. Every cage in anybody's house, used, oh God, against anyone under the sound of my voice, I send the fire of God to it. I command it to burn. I command it to burn. In the name of Jesus, anything hung on the wall, walking against anyone under the sound of my voice, anything, oh God, by the roadside, anything where three roads meet, walking against anyone under the sound of my voice, I command it to burn. I command it to burn. Every snake walking on the street, every old godfather animal walking on the street, running around, oh Mazika Dikoriba Shantalabaha, I command them to die in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree everyone under the sound of my voice that the Ogun is working against, oh Shango is working against, African deity is working against your life, you African deity, Mazikundia. Manda Kalibo Koske, Ogo, Oya, Madifehe, Kanalabashata, Shango, Mazeke Librondo, Sotokoboria, I take authority over you. I command you, lose your hold upon their life. I say, lose your hold upon their life. I say, lose your hold, you spirit of violence, in that person's life, I command you, lose your hold, come out in the name of Jesus. Shango, I command you, come out in the name of Jesus. I break that dedication, Ogo, to African deities, Maziko Liba Shanta Kabaria, every dedication to African deities, I break it by fire, I break it by fire. I break it in the name of Jesus. I cancel every demonic dedication in your life. I destroy right now every link between you and any demonic spirit. I cancel it. I break it by the blood of Jesus. I command those spirits, come out of their life right now. I say, come out in the name of Jesus. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Come out right now. I say, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. I say, come out. I say, come out. I say, come out in the name of Jesus. Any saint, oh God, that has ownership of anyone under the sound of my voice, you foul saint, lose them right now. I say, loose them in the name of Jesus. I say, loose them in the name of Jesus. Oh God, set them free, set them free, set them free. By your power, in the name of Jesus. Father, set them free right now. Set them free right now. Set them free right now. Mazeko riba shata kade. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For every one of you under the sound of my voice, we have not finished praying, but I need to pray for you. If you are not saved, all these prayers will be a waste for you. If you are not saved, whatever I cast out will come back inside your life. So if you are under the sound of my voice and you know you are not saved, you need to get saved right now. And I want to lead you to salvation. And so wherever you are, you know you are not saved, I want you to pray after me. Say, Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Forgive me all my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Make me your child. I dedicate my life to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, I pray for everyone that just prayed that prayer. oh God, that they will be snatched out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light right now. I decree every spirit that has ownership over their life, every demonic spirit, I command you loose them right now. I say, loose your hold in the name of Jesus. I command you, loose your hold, loose your hold, loose your hold. Loose your hold in the name of Jesus. I say, loose your hold right now. I say, loose your hold right now. I say, loose your hold right now in the name of Jesus. Shango, I command you, loose your hold in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft spirit, I cast you out. For that person under the sound of my voice, oh God, that is a witch, but wants to come out. Father, I pray for that person. Lizomba kinda libasha, rade zupande kelibrondo zia, rade buzumba kadabasto korida bashata kande kelibrondia ba, rabo zoto korida bashata. I say, you foul spirit of witchcraft, come out of her. In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus. It was transferred to you. I command it to come out of you right now. I say, come out, come out, come out. You spirit of witchcraft, I command you, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose her right now. I say, loose her, loose her, loose her in the name of Jesus. You have no choice in the matter. I say, loose her, loose her in the name of Jesus. Loose her in the name of Jesus. Loose her in the name of Jesus. Let her go in the name of Jesus. Loose her right now in the name of Jesus. I command you, come out in the name of Jesus. I put a hook on your jaw. I pull you out. You spirit of witchcraft, come out of her in the name of Jesus. Loose her right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, anyone under the sound of my voice, that any spirit, oh God, has possession over any area of their life, I command you foul spirit, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, oh God, for everyone on that sound of my voice that has been caged by spirit of infirmity. You foul spirit of infirmity, I command you, loose your hold. Loose your hold, loose your hold, loose your hold. Come out, come out, come out. Spirit of infirmity, come out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of paralysis, I take authority over you. I command you to come out. In the name of Jesus, I decree the healing power of God flows through you right now. That pain in the lower back, I command you, go in the name of Jesus. I command that pain in your head, I command it to cease right now in the name of Jesus. Every pain in the leg, every pain in the stomach, every pain in your bones, arthritis, I command you to disappear. Arthritis, loose your hold, go in the name of Jesus. Every sickness, I command you to cease right now. Every sickness, I command you, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. That person that has pain from accident, I command you, I command that pain to cease. I command it to go forever. I command it to cease forever. In the name of Jesus, I command that pain from that accident to cease forever in the name of Jesus. Go, Lord. I command it to go right now. I command it to go. I command it to go. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I decree every evil covering upon their life, where their blessings are being covered, where their opportunities are being covered, where, oh God, their potentials are being covered, every demonic evil covering, I command it to be removed in the name of Jesus. I pray for that person. Go. You feel like a shadow follows you, a shadow. Not an ordinary shadow that we know, a shadow, a presence. Hey, Mazikori Daba Shatalaba, you demonic presence, I command you. I command you, stop following that person. I say in the name of Jesus, stop following them. I say stop following them in the name of Jesus. Now I surround you with fire. I surround you with the blood of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I surround you with the fire of the Holy Ghost. I decree you foul spirit. You have been sent. You have been sent by a dead person. Someone who is dead is the one that sent you. It's kind of weird, but it's someone that's dead that sent you. Maybe before they die, I don't even know. But it's somebody that sense, that monitoring spirit, that shadow that you see, it's a monitoring spirit. You foul spirit, I command you, go back. Go back to wherever you came from. I command you, go back to wherever you came from. I command you, in the name of Jesus, I can see it going back. I say, go back. Go back. Go back right now to wherever. Jesus, I say, don't monitor them anymore. Don't monitor their life. Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that is being monitored. Every monitoring spirit, I destroy you right now. Every monitoring gadget, I destroy you. Every mirror that they are using to check you out, every demonic mirror under the face of the earth that is working against anyone on this conference line and the ones that will listen to the playback, I command mirrors, break in the name of Jesus. Every mirror everywhere, I send fire to you. I command you, shatter into pieces, break into pieces, break into pieces, break into pieces. Every demonic mirror, I command every water gazing against your life, I command those waters to dry up. Dry up right now. I say dry up in the name of Jesus. I command it to evaporate. I say dry in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree those that are practicing water witchcraft, using water to hide, using water to practice. command the waters they are using to dry up right now. I command those waters to dry up in the name of Jesus. Every Leviathan spirit, I bind you by fire. I bind you. I tie you up. I render you powerless in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, those Lord that their ability to buy a house has been caged. The ability to own a house has been caged. Oh Lord God, the ability, oh God, to stay stable, oh God, in a house has been caged. I command that cage to break in the name of Jesus. I decree that the door opens for you now to be able to get a house in the name of Jesus. I decree, oh Lord God, oh God, that person, oh God, that enemy, oh God, wants to make homeless. I decree that the plan of the enemy to make you homeless, I cancel it. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. I decree that that spirit to be roaming all over the place, that spirit that wants to make you roam all over the place, I cast it out of your life. I command you, loose your hold upon it. Father God, for everyone under the sound of my voice that has a legal case, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that you grant them victory. Oh God, in court, victory with the judge, victory with the lawyers, victory, oh God, with everyone involved. I decree victory. I command victory in the name of Jesus. Father, let there be victory in their life over every legal case right now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, send your angels. Let, oh God, files, oh God, that will be used, oh God, against them be removed in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I decree, grant them victory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for 24/7, oh God, 24-hour miracle, in the name of Jesus. Those, oh God, that need, that are in desperate need of a miracle, I decree 24 hours turnaround, a miracle for them right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for that family where the enemy, oh God, is trying to split them apart. I come against every spirit of divorce. I come against every spirit of division. I take authority over you. I command you, loose your hold in that family right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, for that family, oh God, where the wayward children, the children are wayward, every spirit, oh God, that wants to hinder the destiny of those kids, I bind you right now. I command you, loose your hold upon their life right now, in the name of Jesus. Every evil dedication, I break you. Every spell, every hex, every jinx, every remote control, demonic manipulation against anyone under the sound of my voice, I command it to catch fire. I command it to burn in the name of Jesus. I command it to burn. I command it to burn right now in the name of Jesus. Remote control, I set you on fire. I command it to burn in the name of Jesus. Every psychic working against anyone in this place, I bind you, psychic. I bind you, psychic. I bind your powers. I destroy them right now in the name of Jesus. Every false prophet that has spoken evil words over your life, I cancel their words. I cancel and break their curses over your life in the name of Jesus. Every generational curse upon your life, I command them to break in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of the dead that's monitoring you, following you, appearing to you in your sleep and in real life, you foul spirit, I command you, loose your hold, you familiar spirit, loose your hold, get out of their life right now. I say, loose them, get out. I break your connection with them. I command you to break in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree everyone whose blessings have been hidden, oh God, in a cage, I command the cage to open up. I command their blessings to be released in the name of Jesus. Those that are applying for grants, those that are applying, oh God, for money, those that are applying, oh God, Father God, for contracts, I pray, oh God, that they will find favor. I decree favor upon your life. Everyone under the sound of my voice, I command that the favor of God comes upon you right now in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, oh Lord God, for Sydney. I pray, oh Lord God, oh God, for Pepper. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, touch them. Of Jesus, oh God, you know their needs. I pray, oh God, that you touch them right now. Mazekele brodobo shatalabadia, rabba sataraba. Oh Lord God, for everyone, oh God, after the other of Sydney, oh God, of where all hell is broken loose, oh God, against their life, I command you. I say, loose your hold, every demonic power. I say, loose your hold upon their life right now, in the name of Jesus. Every stubborn spirit working against anyone under the sound of my voice, I command you, loose your hold in the name of Jesus. Loose your hold in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, for Sidona, oh God, on the wheelchair. I command you, rise and be healed. I say, rise and be healed. I say, rise and be healed. Everyone under the sound of my voice in the wheelchair, I command you, rise and be healed. Everyone with the paralyzed limbs, oh God, paralyzed legs, paralyzed bodies, I command that the Spirit of God, oh God, will quicken, oh God, their mortal body. In the name of Jesus, I command you, rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus, anyone under the sound of my voice that is depressed, you foul spirit of depression, I command you, loose your hold in the name of Jesus. Anyone looking for a job, I decree victory for you. I decree you will find a job. In the name of Jesus, I decree, oh God, oh God, for promotion for you. I decree for raise for you. In the name of Jesus, I decree for increase for you. In the name of Jesus, I decree from today on, you move forward. In the name of Jesus, I decree money-making ideas, money-making opportunities. It is your portion now. In the name of Jesus. Father, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Mazeke liboko nubo shikadi kadia. Rasa toko deboko sikande kelebro dobo shataraba. Mazeke brondo zupale kende ya. Raso toko di badika laba shataraba. Father God, everyone tying something together against anyone under the sound of my voice. Every red clothing that they are tying together, oh God, with blue clothing, with any kind of clothing, I command the fire of God to locate them and destroy them. In the name of Jesus, any ritual they point. Sacrifice, animal sacrifice that's been done against your life. I command fire to pull it in the name of Jesus and destroy it right now. In the name of Jesus, anything they're putting together against anyone under the sound of my voice, I command fire. Destroy them right now in the name of Jesus. Loose your people. I say loose your people, God. I pray, oh God, that your people be set free right now. Every gate in the life of anyone under the sound of my voice is broken in the name of Jesus. I decree, come out of every gate in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I decree, everyone that's been messed up in their mind. Oh God, everyone that the enemy is working against their mind, Satan, lose your hold against their mind right now. Lose your hold up against their mind. Every lie of Satan, oh God, against your mind, I command it to be exposed in the name of Jesus. Father, everyone under the sound of my voice that has been afflicted by the spirit of insanity, you foul spirit of insanity, I command you to loose your hold right now. I say loose your hold. I command you loose your hold. I say 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 loose your hold. Spirit of insanity, loose your hold. I say loose your hold. I say loose your hold. I say loose your hold. You foul spirit of insanity, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every mental God sickness, I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you the praise. Oh God, every spirit from their father's house, from their mother's house, working against them, oh God, to hinder them, limit them, I command that yoke breaks from their life right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. Blessed be your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be thy name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now before we leave, I want us to listen to a testimony. I believe Shirley has a testimony. Hopefully Shirley Enoch is still on the line. I'm going to put it in a mode where you'll be able to listen to her. And anyone else that have a testimony after she's done, I'll give you a direction. Hallelujah. Now, Shelley, are you on the line?
Hallelujah.
Shelley Enoch. Hello, Shelley. Hello, Shirley.
Shirley, right,
is she on the line, Yvette?
I know she was. She must have fallen asleep. Shirley, are you there?
Oh, yes, here I am.
Oh, there she is. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay. I want to hear you. Now, I'm going to mute everyone. But Shirley, you can unmute yourself by pressing *6 so that I don't hear the background noise, okay?
Okay, would you like me to do that?
So Shirley, press *6 so that you can hear, you can speak. Hello, Shirley? I don't know if she knows what to do. Okay, let me put you back on. Let me unmute all of you.
Okay, Shirley, are you there?
Yes, and I'm unmuted.
Okay, great. You were on the conference call on Monday, and so tell me what happened.
Okay. First, I'd like to say glory be to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and hello to all my brothers and sisters out there on the call. What happened to me on Monday night, and I mean, God works fast, I was extremely pleased and extremely surprised. I went on a call, the conference call on Monday. It was for jobs, and I needed a job. I teach. And because of the, you know, budget cuts and everything, we've been losing classes and losing students. So anyway, I got on the call. The pastor preached. I thought nothing of it. You know, I stayed until it was over. Thought nothing of it. And then, when I went to work that day, my director was saying to me, they were saying, you know, you had a class last night, and you had a full classroom. Where were you? And I said, oh, I was at home. He said, well, didn't you know that you were the teacher of that class? I said, no, because I was not notified by writing or telephone. He says, well, you have another class. I said, well, praise the Lord, because for us, the teachers, we usually only get one class. And God blessed me through the powerful prayer that the pastor prayed on Monday night, that a job was in the working for me, and I didn't even know it. I was just stunned. And I was just praising God and telling everyone that look at what God did. Open up those doors. That was a powerful thing. And if you love God and if you believe God, He does come through. He takes care of His children. And I just want to thank the pastor for that prayer. And many others need to come on, because God can open doors that no one can.
Well, praise God. Thank you, Shirley, for that. Now, if there's anyone else on this conference call that would like to share their testimony, the line is open to share your testimony. I know I didn't prepare you guys for this, but from now on, after we finish, we'll listen to some testimonies. So anyone else that would like to share their testimony?
Are you going to have another prayer session on Monday?
No, that was just a special one.
I know, it's special. But
anybody that missed that can just go back to listen to the fourth conference call. But if there's no, anybody else have a testimony? Anybody else want to share a testimony? If you want to share a testimony, just talk or unmute yourself, *6, and you can share a testimony. All right. I know I didn't prepare you guys for this. But from now on, I'm going to be giving you a testimony. So if you have a testimony, notify me. I've been here, you know, getting testimonies directly, but I want you all to be able to also share it on the line so as to encourage the faith of others, not just my faith, but the faith of other people. So you can always notify me of your testimonies, and I'll let you share it. Amen. I want to thank you all for calling in into this conference call. I've made some announcements before, deliverancezone.com. Check it out. And I don't want to hold your time. It's already 11 p.m. here in New York. So every one of you have a good night, and please reach out to me. Let me know of the testimonies that came out of this conference call, all the cages that broke. Let me hear all about them. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Good night. God bless everybody.
God bless you.
God bless.
Love you all.